We get things underway this afternoon by setting the bar high as we welcome via the telephone our friend Nick Coit of ABC6 in Providence. Hello there, Nick.
Bro, what are you wasting time on me for, Rich? Look at all the stuff you got coming up today. Holy cow.
Right here, the best right out of the box.
Well, that's very flattering. Thank you. It was a very nice introduction I got on the phone, too, off the air, if you know what I mean, from
yeah.
Rich today.
So, oh, yeah, baby.
All the listeners, we won't go there, but we'll keep it professional.
We were talking a little weather before we came on, and you guys are going to get some big stuff down there. The meteorologists, you said, don't even want to really talk numbers?
They finally started putting out maps because everybody's always so nervous because they don't want to get it, you know, they want to get it as accurate as they can. And so putting out big numbers and then having to scale back can be a dangerous thing, whatever. And so we're starting to finally see some of the maps today. And it's, there are some big numbers. So we're getting close to it. So should be interesting. But you know what? When sporting events like Providence College is supposed to play Marquette, top 25 matchup Saturday, when they start talking about maybe moving some things, then you're like, okay, well, I think this is for real, and I think we're seeing some of that discussion right now.
Well, let's talk about that. A lot of things to cover with you this afternoon, but let's start with this terrific season that the Providence Friars are having.
Awesome year. Yeah, it's an awesome year, Rich. If you haven't had a chance to watch them, it's just a very, you know, in sports, there's times where there's a team that just is well-connected, experienced. They just got a certain thing about them, and these guys just, they know what their role is. They're unselfish. There's no guy that you look at, maybe with the exception of Nate Watson, who's an All-American center, you look at and say, like, they are, you know, some top five draft pick or something like that. They're just a bunch of guys that are pretty good at hoops. They got a lot of experience. And in a year where, you know, guys get an extra year to play college hoops, they've got a lot of those mature, older guys. And it's been put together into a great 7-8-man rotation, and they continue to win close games. They win on a three-pointer by Jared Bynum with a second and a half to go last night against Xavier, another top 25 team. So, yeah, this is the first time since 1977 that the Friars have started at 17-2 overall. I think they were 18-2 that year. And so we're getting back into the days of some of the big names in Friar history. So this is a pretty special year, so it's been pretty fun for us to follow down here.
Well, and I know just watching from afar, I've been so impressed with Ed Cooley. To me, he's got what it takes to be just one of the best in the game.
Well, Rich, when you work in media and you have a guy like Ed Cooley, it makes your job a lot easier because he just he understands what we in the media are trying to do. But he also is just such a charismatic coach and charismatic person. And it's one of those things where he is the perfect fit between coach and school. And every once in a while, you'll get that when it comes to college athletics. And when you have that, you got to hold on to it. And they've been able to hold on to it with Coach Cooley, guy that grew up in South Providence, guy that went to Central High School here in downtown Providence, and now he's the coach at Providence College. Just reached 300 career wins as a head coach. Pretty emotional about it, but you know, the way he put it, he said, you know, the percentages say I shouldn't be sitting here, but he is. And so he's obviously a charismatic guy, but he's a tremendous story. And these players, they really embrace him, and they really embrace his message. He's a great motivator of men, and you're seeing that on full display with this year's team. It's pretty cool to watch.
That's awesome. And by the way, when you see him, say hi to our old friend Bob Walsh.
Of course. See Bob all the time. Yeah, he's an integral part of the staff. Coach Cooley brought him in a couple of years ago and, you know, obviously values his experience. And, you know, Bob's been around Providence a couple of times now, but, you know, with Rhode Island College as well, you know, coaching there as a head coach. So, yeah, integral part of the program for sure.
We're talking with Nick Coit here on Downtown. Well, let's talk baseball. I know you're a huge baseball guy. Big Poppy getting to the Hall of Fame. It looked in the last weeks or so like it was going to happen, but what a thrill and what a great ambassador for the game of baseball.
He really is. You know, say what you want about the Hall of Fame voting itself and the results and everything that came out and why is this guy in but not another guy in. David Ortiz, he deserves this kind of spotlight for, you know, the guy that he's been for the game, the guy that he's been for the the Boston Red Sox. I still say he is. You can say all you want about Ted Williams and Carl Yastrzemski as players and how great they were. And I think Ted Williams is probably the greatest Red Sox player of all time. But David Ortiz, to me, is the most important person to ever wear the Red Sox uniform. He breaks the curse of the Bambino. He leads them to another title in 2007. He lifts the city up, puts it on his shoulders in 2013. I mean, there's so many great moments we think of. There's so many great qualities that he had as a leader of the team. And it is tremendous to just to think back this week. The nostalgia is really what hits you when a guy like David Ortiz gets to the Hall of Fame. It's great.
And how was it? How great was it to see Pedro there with him?
Oh, the best. Of course. And then I was watching MLB Network right afterwards, and they're interviewing him, and all of a sudden they surprise Ortiz with Millar. And so Millar pops on, and then it's just a big giggle fest with the three of them, you know, and Pedro's yelling, and he's yelling. And so it's, you know, but it takes you back to why you love those teams, love those guys, you know, why the city embraced them. And they are who they are forever because of what they did in 2004.
I thought of you the other night. I threw on a T-shirt from back in the 2013 season that I saw you wearing initially, and I said, "Man, I love that shirt. I got to get me one." The Got Beards shirt.
Of course, yeah. I think everybody was wearing beards on the air that night. It was fun. I mean, that was what a year that was. And I'll tell you, of all the moments, it gives me chills to look back at 2004 and the walk-offs there against the Yankees and the comeback in the ALCS. But I still say breaking FCC rules, but the not toughest, but bad bleep moment on the field that I've ever seen was David Ortiz hitting that home run, the grand slam, yeah, in game two of the ALCS. I mean, the look on his face, the way that he just took the first pitch and he put it over the wall, it gives me chills. It was just stone cold. I mean, it was incredible. It was incredible. And those are the moments you think of with Big Poppy. He was just the best.
Well, and I've been watching baseball a long time. I don't remember anybody in my lifetime that I could watch and just feel that every time he stepped to the plate in a big moment, he was going to come through.
Yeah, in a big moment. You're right. I mean, the only other athlete you can think of is Brady. And yeah, just think of how lucky we were in this area to have the two of them playing at the same time. I mean, I don't know if that's ever going to happen again. Two transcendent, clutch athletes like that. I don't think we'll ever see it again. We were lucky. For sure.
No question about that. Well, speaking of the Patriots, what in the world is going on with Josh McDaniels?
I don't know. We'll see. There's still a lot of open jobs. I know the Broncos made a hire today. The Bears made a hire. But still seven jobs open. So we'll see. It sounds like he's not going to the Raiders. That's all the rumblings now. You know, if I'm the Patriots, I'm of all off seasons, I'm making a push to try to keep him around. Because I'd love to have him around to, you know, keep developing Mac Jones and have him around Mac Jones for that crucial second pro season. So, you know, if there isn't an enticing job or something that really blows him away, if the Patriots can keep him around, that's what I try to do. But, you know, he should be a good candidate with seven jobs open now, including the Saints just coming up, which, okay, well, Drew Brees is gone and Sean Payton brought a lot of respectability to that job, but I think they both brought a lot of respectability to that franchise. I think that's a pretty good job. So, you know, that could be a place where maybe they're looking for another quarterback to bring in via free agency trade. Who knows? So there are some open jobs. It'll be interesting to see. And I'm still interested to see if Gerard Mayo pops up with a job here. I know he's interviewing with the Broncos, interview with the Raiders. Who knows? But he's a younger side coach and, you know, charismatic guy. So he could pop up somewhere, too.
You covered him for a number of years. What's your gut feeling on Tom Brady's future?
Oh, interesting. I could go either way, Rich. I think you read into some of the things that he's saying, and then some of them you're like, I don't know, maybe he can't go out like this. And you know, I mean, it was a great comeback, whatever, but I'm sure he wants to end on top, and he's still at the top of his game, and I don't know, but I've never heard him talk or hint at retirement more than I am now. Usually it's somebody asks him and Brady's like, what are you going to keep asking me about retirement? Like, blah, 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 blah. Look at me. I'm having a great season. Now it seems to be a little bit more, he's thinking about it. It's in his mind. It's close. If it's not this year, it's close. And it's interesting that they held back the last episode of Man in the Arena, because I wonder what could be in or at the end of that. So I don't know. They held it off. So maybe they're waiting for his decision, which, you know, if he's on the fence, who knows?
Nick Coit, ABC6 in Providence, with us this afternoon. Hey, Nick, we appreciate it. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Hope your weekend goes well, and hope you and the family get through the storm okay, too.
Thank you, Rich. A pleasure, as always. And, hey, it's New England. We brace for it. It's the time of the year, so it's what makes New England beautiful. But it'll make my biceps beautiful after shoveling 18 inches of snow.
Well, there's no question about it. Hey, thanks, Nick. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Rich.
All right, bye-bye now.